right on. Okay, hi everybody. I'm Ron and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to welcome all the guys here. Welcome. My sobriety date's November the 3rd.
What are you doing halftime?
I'm freezing.
Go get
another blanket. So, hi everybody. I'm Ron and I'm an alcoholic. So, my sobriety date's November the 3rd, 1988. So, I'm coming up to 30 years this year. And that doesn't make me any better than anybody here. You know, I started just like anybody. Like, I started this way. You know, and I'm one of those longshoremen, so I'm one of the guys who drank behind the Waldorf, not in the Waldorf, because I always got kicked out. I was always drinking behind the Waldorf, and it led me to the streets also, and just doing anything and everything just to try to get by. You know, I'm one of those people who wanted to live, wanted to die, didn't know what to do, didn't know where to go, no hope at all, none. You know, just waking up every day and just wanting things different. Just wanting things different, and things just weren't different. I didn't realize that, you know, if I quit doing what I was doing, if I just quit drinking, and that was the biggest thing in my entire life, is just to quit drinking, I was hoping that my life would change. And that's kind of what happened for me. I mean, when you're drinking every day, and you're dying every day, and you don't know what day it is, and it doesn't really matter what day it is. It truly doesn't. You know, what do you do? Like, really, what do you do? You know, but sharing at this shelter tonight, this Yukon shelter, it's just perfect because, you know, I've dropped many, many hundreds of people off at this shelter, and it's done a lot of good for a lot of people. So, you know, if you know, and I know there's quite a few of you guys here and people here. You know, we're here to give you hope. You know, even if I can just give you just a little bit of hope that you don't have to live like this, you don't have to live like this any longer. You truly don't. And I didn't know that. You know, how I started was I had a garbage bag full of clothes. That's all I had. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have a car. Didn't have nothing. You know, I had a job I barely held on to. Like Antonio was saying, I'm a longshoreman. But I got into a lot of trouble down there. I mean, of course you're going to get into trouble drinking and puking and fighting and stealing and you name it. You know, I think I did absolutely everything wrong in life. So I don't know what you did, but I did it. You know, and I did it to the extreme. You know, so that's kind of how it started for me. And Antonio mentioned a few people, and one of them was my sponsor. Actually, a couple of them was my sponsor. My first sponsor was Damon and then Milton. And now I have this great guy who lives in Mexico now. His name's Jorge. But, you know, I came here, and I think there's only one thing different between me and you. And I mean, we're all alcoholics, or hopefully, or maybe you are, or maybe you aren't. But, you know, there's only one thing different between me and you. And that's like, I learned what this book was about, this big book was about, and I learned about the 12 steps. Like, I can come here, I can come to the meetings, and I'm not gonna really change. You know, I might have good friends, but I'm just not gonna change. I'm gonna get crazy, and I'm gonna be crazy, and I'm still not gonna know what to do. Like, how do you change? Just because I come and pick you up every day, it's not going to change. I'm still picking you up every day. You know, I can come here every single day and pick you up and take you to a meeting. You're probably still going to be here. You know, I needed to change. I needed something. I needed some sort of guide or something. And the big book gave me that, you know. And they have the 12 steps in there. So I'm one of these 12-step kind of guys, right? You know, because it just changed my life. And you know why I'm talking about the 12 steps is it teaches you like how to deal with things. You know, it taught me like what an alcoholic is. You know, if you can't control the amount that you take and if you cannot stop entirely, it means you're an alcoholic. It means you're suffering from an illness that only a solution can fix. So if you can't control it, and if you cannot stop entirely, it means you're an alcoholic. I always thought an alcoholic was just somebody who drinks outside, right? I didn't know. What do you do when you don't know? That's me. And I didn't know. So that's why today I try to really make it really simple and easy for guys when I help people through the steps. It's like, what is an alcoholic? If you can't stop and if you can't control it, it means you're an alcoholic. It means you're suffering from an illness that only a spiritual solution can fix. And I'm going to even talk about that. When I started working this work, I didn't know like about an alcoholic. I didn't know anything. It was just like Antonian and maybe a lot of people here. I ended up going to detox and I hated it there. And, you know, and I remember smoking in the detox and people were going to this group or something. It was called an A group or something. And they're all happy. They came out and they were like smiling and happy. I'm like, why are you so happy? Oh, well, we went to a meeting. And I'm like, wow, that's stupid. Why would you go to a meeting? Never knew nothing about it. But I went to my first meeting at 8:30 at night at the Vancouver Recovery Club. I actually got taken out of detox because my sponsor had special privileges. Never, you'll never hear of that today. I was actually in detox and he took me out to go to an AA meeting. They even have meetings there, but he took me out because he had some pull. And I went to my first AA meeting. And, you know, I can remember being at that meeting and, you know, I can just remember one thing was hope. You know, you give hope to an alcoholic, you're giving them the world. And I can tell you all about being hopeless and helpless and not having a dime to my name. Not a life, no clothes, no nothing. You know, other than a job, I had a job, but I was still going around corner streets stealing pop bottles because I needed the money to drink. And I got paid and I drank and it would be gone. So how do you live on pop bottles? I mean, how else are you going to live? You know, I'd be here right here with you. Believe me, I would be here with you if I was drinking. And I'd be sitting here and I'd be like, oh my God, what? How? Help me. Somebody just help me. You know, I'll do anything. And believe me, I'll do anything. I would do anything to stay sober. And I was willing to. And they says, well, you know, let's start with this book and let's start with the steps. And I'm just going to talk about it just for just a couple of minutes. I'll try to make it really quick. I didn't know what the problem was. I always thought it was the alcohol. Remember, I even said it's the alcohol. I want one thing more than anything in the world is I want to not drink. But little did I know that that wasn't the problem. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to tell you. That is not the problem. Alcohol is not the problem. My thinking got me to that alcohol. So it wasn't the alcohol that got me the drink. It wasn't the alcohol. And I always thought it was. It's my thinking got me to the alcohol. So I had definitely a thinking problem. So they talk about it in the book. The main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind. So what's your problem in life? We have one problem. It's my thinking. My thinking will kill me. And it talks about like 97% of people live in the problem. And what's the problem? My thinking. My thinking will tell me, do you know what? I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink tonight. Or how about this? I'm not going to drink. Or maybe I will drink. I don't care. How's that? I'm going to walk out of here and I'm going to drink. I don't care. But it's from your mind. So I had to know that there's a problem here. There's a big problem here. And it's my thinking. And it tells me that. So I'll even give you guys a clue. Something happens before you even think about drinking. You get a warning. You get a warning. And I'm going to tell you what that warning is. Irritable, restless, discontent. You know, I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, what time is it? I'm finished eating dinner. I got 4 hours. What am I going to do? You know, I'm irritable, restless, discontent. I know what to do. Screw everything. I'm going to drink. But that comes from my mind. So that's the problem. So let's just put that aside. I needed some sort of solution. So what's the solution? And, oh, really? What's the solution? And they're like, God this, God that. I'm like, you know, screw God. If God really existed, and I have nothing against God, believe me, I'll get to it. But if God really existed, I would not be here. Like, really, come on. Would I be drinking this much if really God existed? I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Is my mind was so sick of being so sick. And it started convincing me that things are real when they weren't real. I actually thought it was a good idea to drink. And I actually thought it would be okay to drink. And it's going to make me feel better. But it lied to me. So my thinking always lied to me. So let's get into the solution. It is God. It is God. But the big book, I'm going to make it real simple for you. The big book tells me where God is. And God's in our hearts. It says, our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. It says, deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. I needed God. Like, believe me, I needed God. And I'm not like, you know, I needed God. I needed the solution. And that's God. But little did I know that God was within me. I had the problem, but I also had the solution. But the problem was overwhelming the solution. The solution's within each and every one of us. And it's deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. That's what the book says. At the back of the big book, it says, our members, that's us, have tapped an unexpected inner resource, which they presently use as a power greater than themselves. So where's God? In my heart. My heart has always told me the truth. So I'm just going to put it to good use right now. So should I drink today? My head can still go there. Not very often, but it can still go there. Should I just drink today? And it will still lie to me just a little bit. But that might even be enough to get drunk. But I don't listen to that today. I go with the solution. And the solution is, I'm going to ask, like, should I be drinking today? Heart says, absolutely not. If you can convince me, anybody here, if you can convince me your heart tells you do drink, that's one of the biggest lies you'll ever tell yourself. And I needed to know what the truth was. I needed to know the truth. I want to get sober here. I want to stay sober. I need to know the truth. And the truth is that I'm an alcoholic. I shouldn't be drinking. And if I tap in that heart and God and stay there, I'm going to know the truth. Now, let me tell you what happens. So let me just tell you what happens. Is just because I know what the problem is, and that's my thinking. And just because I know, now I know where the solution is. Solution's always been within me. Am I ever going to drink again, yes or no? Am I ever gonna drink again? Answer is yes, I am gonna drink. And I'm gonna tell you why I'm gonna drink. Just because I know where the solution is, and I got the solution, I have the solution, it's within me. I'm gonna tell you what happens is I start getting resentful. Somebody might cut me off. Antonio was even talking about. Somebody might cut me off, or some girl might turn me down, or something mean. Maybe somebody punches me out. But I might get resentful, and I'm not in my heart anymore. Where am I? I'm in my head. I'm back in the problem. 97% of people live in the problem. They go right back to the problem. I live in my solution today. I live in my heart today. I'm one of those 3% because I've done the work. Doesn't mean I'm always there, but I pretty much go there as soon as I can. So what happens is I have resentments, and they keep me really sick, and they pull me away from my heart, my resentments, when I start thinking resentful and stuff. I'll tell you what else happens. It's how I react to you. How I react to you keeps me really, really, really sick. Because you know how I'm going to react to you? Just say anything to me. You could say anything. Well, you could. You could say anything to me. And do you know what I'm going to do? Is I'm going to react and I'm going to say, you know what that guy just called me? And I'm going to react. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to react to you and I'm going to judge you. I'm going to be inconsiderate. I'm even going to be mean because I'm going to stick up for myself. So how I react to people today needs to change. And that's what keeps us sick. And that's called our defects of character. And that keeps us really, really, really sick. So now I need to react from my heart. Instead of reacting from what I think and from what I know, I need to react from what
from what my heart tells me. So I know if you call me a name, I know it's going to be, oh my God. And so how am I going to react? I'm going to tell you how I'm going to react today. I'm going to say, hey, you know what? That's good. That's good. Whatever. And you know what? You're a good guy. Whatever. You know what I would have done, like, if I was sick and if I'm that 97%, what are you going to do? You're probably going to punch the guy out because you react from what you think and from what you know. And that's what kept us really, 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 really sick. So God wants you on the other end of that. So if you're mean, angry, inconsiderate, all of that, God wants you on the other side of that. God kind of wants us nice. God kind of wants us like living in our hearts. God wants us sober. God wants us to stay here and to get some hope and to stay here and maybe get some treatment, or stay here and maybe do these 12 steps and stay here and maybe get some friends like Antonio or Jim or somebody who can help just walk with you. You know, you don't have to live like this anymore. So, you know, and I'm willing to hang out with anybody. I'm willing to, you know, hang out with anybody, but I'm only going to hang out with you for a very short time. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to hang out with you just for a very short time. It's because I'm going to get you doing the steps. Because what's going to happen is you're going to do the steps right away. I help people go through the steps 12 hours, teach 12 steps in 12 hours. You're going to do this work, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to have an amazing life. I just do it quickly with people. Some people will take you through it in 6 months. I'm going to take it through in 12 hours. So you know why I'm going to hang out with you shortly? Because you're going to do the work. You're going to actually understand the work. And you're going to have an amazing life. And you're going to go out there and you're going to go to meetings. And you're going to love you for once in your life, once again. And you're going to start doing and living in the solution. Thanks for my sobriety.
Very much like to stay, but I have a prior engagement, and what that is about.